3, 2, 1.
Hi, Skelton, it's Iyak Shamla, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. And it's sort of a quarantine-y Connections, but I'm actually sitting face-to-face with my guests, quite unusually. Hasten to add, not in a small, sort of cramped radio studio, with sort of quite a distance between us, with two separate mics. So, good evening, Dan.
Good evening.
And
good to be six foot away from you.
Yeah, it's good. Sort of seeing somebody in the flesh. It's always a welcome.
Yeah, of all the faces that I could see in the flesh, I'm glad it's you that I've been able to see.
Your checks in the poster. So welcome and all that sort of thing. And you've got a cracking playlist tonight. All songs that, well, I'll let you say it.
Yeah, well, this is interesting because I've been on your show before and I really like the concept of the show. You know, there's a connection between the artists. And I always thought, how can you find a connection from one artist to the next? Like, you must, you know, have to be some kind of music buff. And I'm not musical or music buff at all. But one band, you know, one of my favourite bands is The Smiths, and I recently read Johnny Marr's autobiography, and it was a really interesting read, and it made me realise, like, if you read a book like of a musician's autobiography, it's actually quite easy to find out, you know, the connections that they had, their contemporaries, who they're making music with, and da-da-da-da-da. So after reading that book, there were these artists I had heard before, or artists I'd heard of but not really listened to, and it was just quite interesting because there's a lot of music that he made post Smiths. And there's a nice eclectic mix, I think, of different music and some really good stuff there. And I thought, well, there's enough here for one of your shows, because, you know, you wanted me to come on again.
Well, yeah.
So this is me trying to look like I know about music, but basically I read Johnny Marr's autobiography, and that's where I've got all this information and knowledge.
Good skills, Dan. Good skills. I mean, that's basically what I do. I just read a load of biographies and just put myself around as a music buff.
Yeah,
shame that, wasn't it? Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yep, ready. Once there were parking lots.
Now it's a peaceful oasis.
You've got it. You've got it.
I miss the honky tonks.
You've missed a line. So Johnny Marr, yeah, yes. We've got the first song is Johnny Marr himself and yes. Newtown Velocity. Do you want to tell me anything about this song?
Yeah, it's one of his best solo songs. So this is off the 2013 album The Messenger. This song's pretty cool because it's all about when he was a teenager,
right.
Like 15 or whatever, yeah. And he...
Does he talk about reference libraries in that?
He doesn't, I'm afraid.
Okay.
He's on. Left home a mystery. Leave school for poetry.
Summer down.
Have you often wondered what real dust smells like? Ever wanted to make your mates feel anxious by being somewhere that makes you have apparent intellectual swagger? Do you think that microfiche is a weather forecaster? Or do you just love indexes in general? Then support your local reference library. Go on, breathe in the dust. That was a public information film on behalf of the Reference Library Council.
Sort of sidetrack in there.
Yeah, I feel a bit embarrassed that I couldn't name what you would find in a reference library.
Well, just, I mean, who goes to reference libraries now?
Can't say I've been.
A reference library of the mind.
Yeah, you can see it's still got the sort of jangly guitars that... You know, the riffs that he's playing.
It's there, isn't it? It's there. Yeah. Certainly, you close your eyes. It's not got Rourke and that other bloke who took all the money on it, but certainly there.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds a bit downbeat, melancholic, but it's actually quite hopeful, you know, because...
Yeah, no, I liked the sort of imagery that it evoked, certainly. Yeah. You can sort of...
I think there's a bit of nostalgia there, because he's thinking back to the time when he was 15 or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Time of reference libraries and a time of cider in the park and everything like that.
Yeah, I could see Johnny Marr in a reference library, actually.
Yeah, he's got that look about him. I actually like the cover of this album, The Messenger, as well. I like the sort of Iron Bridge thing going on.
Yeah, he's trying to balance, isn't he?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think most towns in England have got an Iron Bridge that looks pretty similar to that, sort of the girders under the bridge sort of thing.
Yeah, do you know what? There was something in the book about that cover.
Yeah.
And there's something significant about where... It was that photo was taken.
Was it near the reference library?
But it could be. It could be near one.
Yeah.
Though I can't remember.
Mm.
You have to read the book. This was a Pizza Hut.
Now it's covered with daisies.
I miss the honky tonks.
Dairy Queens. And 7-Elevens.
split. Now it's only fields and trees. Where is the town now? It's nothing but flowers. The highways and cars were sacrificed for agriculture. I thought that we'd start over, but I guess I was wrong. Once there were parking lots, now it's a peaceful oasis. This was a pizza hut, now it's all covered with daisies. You got it, I miss the honky tonks, Dairy Queens and 7-Elevens. You got it, and as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention. You got it,
sound. Do you want to come over to Paris to record a song with my band, the Talking Heads?
Yeah, sound man. I think I'll come over. Yeah.
All right.
Morrissey's been a dick in that, so yeah.
All right.
I'll come and work with you. I'll bring my Gibson.
All right, yeah, bring your Gibson. That'll be sound. That'll be really good if you bring your Gibson. Can you also bring some maracas with you?
Maracas.
Have you got them?
Sound man, I mean, I had a pair of maracas in the studio when I was recording Meat Is Murder, but Morrissey didn't like it, so...
That's Morrissey. Bring that. And also, what we want on here, you understand, could you bring a guiro?
What?
A guiro. All right, well, I'll see you on Thursday. Bye.
Psycho Killer, Kesker Say. He does sound Irish, but you're quite right, Dan, quite right. He does come from Dumbarton, old David Byrne.
Well, yeah, well, that's where he's born.
Yeah. So,
yeah. By the way, we have just looked.
We have dabbled. We have referenced.
So he moved to Canada when he was two.
He did.
Went to America. So he's, I think his parents are Scottish, and that's where he was born.
But. Aye.
Because when I think of Billy Bragg, I think of Billy Bragg and an acoustic guitar, so...
Well, you're lucky if he's got an acoustic. Some of them, he just sings, like, just with the voice that God gave him. I mean, like... what was that famous song of his? Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock as the day begins. But, yeah, I mean, he could write something about... Let's say he wrote Yellow Submarine. He wouldn't have all those sort of brass bands on it. And so it was just like, in the time when I was born. But then he'd go into like the unionisation of submarine workers and stuff. The unionisation of submarine workers in 1975. You know, and he'd go on like that. And obviously the man knows.
I wonder if there would have ever been enough submarine workers to form a union. How many?
Oh, it's quite a lot.
How many people do you need to form a union? And
well, yeah, I mean, potentially you could have two, couldn't you?
How many submarines?
Submarine. I mean, you only need two people to make a union, don't you? I mean, even if it's a protected occupation, like a submarine hatch hinge welder, there can't be that many of them, I don't think, worldwide, but you could have a union of them.
So even if there isn't a union, there'd be enough scope for them.
Right. Oh, periscope. Anyway, here's Billy Bragg.
I wonder what that song would sound like if it was someone singing properly. Like, would it be a better song? Probably, right?
Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Oh, the Play My Song. Well, welcome to post-punk and jangle brouhahas with me, Matt Jangles Johnson. I like post-punk, I love jangle, and I especially love brouhahas. So let's get right down and dirty. And boy, have we got a brouhaha for you. Yes, we've got the Joneses, or two of the Joneses, in the studio tonight. On my left, I've got Sorry Me. Real name, Dave Kelp. You know, my sister's got an obsession with ocean life, so I've asked her to see Kelp.
Ha ha, very funny.
I do apologise, Sorry Me. Can I call you Dave?
Well, no, you're not my mate, so you can't. Yeah, I've compromised. You can call me Sorry, though.
Spoil sport. And on my right, I've got Moni Jar. Real name, The Spatula. Normally the other way around in rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah, me dad. He used to say, spread it. Spread it, spread it. That was his idea of a joke. I had to live with it, so I just called myself Money Jar. But it's spelt Money Jar, because I make money, see? Or at least I thought I were doing.
Okay, sorry. What's your beef with Money, mate?
I've told you, I'm not your mate. Well, we've always had a 57.5, that's me, a 42.5% split in the Joneses. On the basis that I would write, you know, impassioned lyrics based on my inherent existential angst. And Money would write jangly guitar riffs to match my wordy talents.
Here we go.
It's just not happening, pal.
Listen to this.
For instance, my new song, the second to last of the post-industrial trams, is crying out for jangle, in my opinion.
Listen to this.
And Moni there would just give me, basically, it were a click track. And for this click track, he wants his 42.5.
Well, we're going to have to come back in a little while for Moni Jar's rebuttal.
Transition.
It's only an hour show, isn't it?
So,
Kirsty MacColl.
Yes.
Tragic end to that lady, but keep it light.
Very
keep
sad.
It light.
Very close friends with both Ma and Morrissey.
All right.
Great singer. Yeah, what's interesting is this song, Walking Down Madison, it was the first piece of music that Ma had written post-Smiths, and he just recorded it, and it was just sort of sitting there for a while, and then eventually he sent it to Kirsty, and then she added the lyrics and a bit of melody there, and then...
Hang on, Dan.
Yes.
So, Ma wrote it, right? He wrote the song.
She added
the lyrics and the melody.
Melody, yes.
All right. She added both. So, what exactly had Ma put down? Was it just like was it like a click track that just went...
I'll work with that, Kirsty. Just the guitar.
Yeah, okay, he just put the guitar down.
Yeah.
Oh, fair. Sorry, I mean, there was a germ of a song there. That would be 50-50, that's fair.
Well, it's interesting to bring that up. So, for example, you know, the iconic guitar riff from This Charming Man. If he hadn't written that, then, you know, maybe Morrissey wouldn't come up with those lyrics. Though, actually, I'm not sure which way around that song was. But, you know, they had lots of great songs, so, you know. And that's the thing with the Smiths, why they're so great, like, the band of a generation. It just so happened, like, the most talented guitarist and the most talented lyricist and singer at the time happened to, you know, be in the same...
Yeah, I mean, what's the probabilities of that? What are the probabilities? Anyway, here's a bit of Kirsty, and she's walking down Madison. And she swears she never had a gun. Honest, Gav.
Philosophizing some, checking out the bones. So you give them your nickels, your pennies and dimes, but you can't give them up in these mercenary times. Oh no. And you feel real guilty by the coat on your back and the sandwich you had. Oh no. From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train, it's not that far. From the sharks in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far. To the bag lady frozen asleep in the park. Oh no, it's not that far.
Would you like to see shot, no one wouldn't do it just for fun. Walking down Madison, trying to keep my head screwed on. I was philosophizing some, checking out the nuns. When you get to the corner, don't look at those freaks. Keep your head down low and stay quick on your feet. Oh yeah. The beaming boy from Harlem with the Air Force coat. The ones who died, the ones who tried, the ones that sit and gloat. From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train, it's not that far. From the sharks in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far. To the bag lady frozen asleep on the church steps, it's not that far.
Would you like to see some more?
I can show you if you'd like to.
City and town, there's a Madison. Frozen lives for whom nothing's happening. Hungry children in a mother's dilemma. Dumpster diving to be the baby Emma. So you walk on by like it doesn't affect you. The held out hand that you pay no respect to. Nickels and dimes won't even buy your guilt. Another wine of dead burnt to death in his book. It's a cardboard city, newspaper metropolis. This isn't kind of cold ball. Keep on top of this. The authorities come, catching up with display. Do they solve the problem? No, they move them away. Bring a vicious circle on the fix the bone. The social won't pay him the money they owe. When you got no money, you can't pay the rent. Hypothermia kills, cause the system is bent.
From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train, it's not that far. From the sharks in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far. To the bag lady frozen asleep in the park, oh no, it's not that far.
Hey Blue, you wanna see some more?
I can show you if you'd like to. From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train, it's not that far. From the sharks in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far.
You got it, you got it.
And as things fall apart,
nobody paid much attention.
You've got it, you've got it.
I dream of cherry pies,
candy bars, and chocolate chip cookies.
You've got it. You've got it.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. So he's friends with Bernard Sumner, and obviously they're contemporaries, and they respected each other's music quite a lot.
Yeah. Did he phone him up?
The same circles.
Did he phone him up?
I don't know who phoned who up. It might have been Bernard Sumner first, but he was really up for a new project, doing something different. And I think working with Bernard Sumner was, you know, an interesting direction for him to go. It's quite interesting. Two interesting things about electronic is them working together. Like, they never performed together. They wrote these music, and it was really about getting into the studio and creating the music. That's what Mar got from it, as opposed to performing live.
Studio bills were quite high then.
Well, no, actually, a lot of it happens, you know, they remotely, like, they would record a bit and then they would send it to each other and back and forth and, until it was made together for some of the music, and then for others they were recording together. The other thing was, Bernard wanted him to be part of this project, you know, for his guitar skills.
Yeah, of course, Smiths, of course, yeah. Obviously. I mean, you'd want that.
And he wanted that kind of similar sound, the sort of the jingle jangle. Mm.
Jingle jangle.
Mar wanted to do something different. He wanted the music to go in a different direction. And I think...
Last 15, Dan.
Yeah, so they kind of made a compromise. So there's still the sort of similar guitar riffs.
All right, it's Bernard here. Let me hear you jingle jangle. Oh, right on time.
It was the second to last of the post-industrial trams. If I were my uncle on my mother's father's side, I'd take some pliers and stroke with the deft touch of a paramilitary dog handler.
Telling it these jangles.
Well, everybody's waiting for Moni Jar's rebuttal, but of course, just before that, we've got Stan Kubrick with the post-punk and jangle brouhaha roundup from the week. Hi, Stan. How's it been for brouhaha?
Yeah, it's been a right week, I tell me. Well, yeah, got a roundup. In Sheffield, a candle infringement have lost 14 amps from the back of a transit van. And frankly, they're making a lot of noise about it. And in Wolverhampton, the diabetic caterpillar massacre have just sacked their laptop player for pressing escape during a live performance. He's taken the equipment, claiming he's established an affinity with a touchpad. And in Nottingham, the lead singer of the condescending yogurts, Jeff Way, has claimed that he's eaten so much product that he literally curdled on stage at Rock City last night. Of course, he's not the first to curdle in rock and roll. Rory Gallagher famously curdled in 1975 at the Hammersmith Odeon after a particularly grueling guitar solo. Anyway, it's been a right week of it. I'm sure you'll agree. This is Stanley Kubrick. Good night.
Nobody paid much attention.
You've got it. You've got it.
I dream of Sheffield.
Oh,
The, well, that was what I was thinking. The. And that could be like a breakaway band. The. Michael Burns, The, or whatever. Adam Johnson's, Matt Johnson.
Maybe the cover band could be written the same, but just pronounced differently.
Yeah, but
we've got the cover band of The.
But there's some legalities there, surely. I mean, on paper, it's pretty much the same.
Maybe if they spoke to Matt.
Yeah.
Johnson, and said, you know, this is, you know, a homage to you.
Yeah. Music. We really love you. Can we call our band The, which is spelt exactly the same?
Just
on a drum kit, looks exactly the same. I mean, yeah, we're The.
Change the font, you know.
Yeah.
Change it from Ariel to Georgia.
All right. Yeah. Not seen Georgia for a while. Hello, Georgia. We've got a bit of Modest Mouse coming up.
That's what I'm waiting for, darling. We trade tit for tat.
And we've got the Cribs. So what's the connection there? We've talked about Leeds bands, in fact.
Yeah, so the Cribs are from Leeds.
Mm.
So he met the Cribs singer at a party, as you do. Right.
I want a phone call then. That's novel.
They got chatting, and then he was interested in joining them. So he joined them for about 4 years, 8 years, I don't know.
Yeah.
In the late 2000s.
What, Mar joined the Cribs?
Yeah.
That's quite a coup, isn't it, if you get Mar in your band?
Yeah, and it's quite funny because the Cribs are sort of my age.
Yeah.
They're going to be like early 30s now, or mid-30s, let's say.
Yeah, good nightlife. That's what I heard about.
Yeah.
It's good nightlife.
Anyway, without any more ado, here's the Cribs. We've all come for now. It's Moni's rebuttal to sorry me, or sorry, and here goes.
Now look, we're up 3 nights in a row coming up with your click track for second to last of the post-industrial trams, and I mean really, it's not on, pal. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. Sorry me, let's go with that. Can't seem to get it into his head that he can't just be put into four on the floor with his lyrics. I'm getting 42.5. It's an insult, pal. I decided collectively with Juju.
Juju?
Sounds like a Dr. John lyric.
No, it's the Jangle Union of Jangle Ukulele Workers.
Ukulele, huh?
Yeah, ukulele, because it was formed by George Formby back in day, and we kept the ukes in it because it gives a sense of establishment. We like that. That we're just not going to jangle for out less than 50. That's not my words, that's the words of Formby himself.
And jangle there with my little uke. I got real flair, but I'll go on strike, and I don't care if I'm getting 50. Turned out nice, hasn't it?
Sorry, me. What have you got to say for yourself?
Well, I mean, what if I give you me dishwasher? Oh, sounds all right. What about 6 medium dinner plates and it's a deal? With dishwasher, of course. Oh, hang on. You can't hurry a murray. I want some of that dishwasher salt and all.
Oh, you push a hard bargain. Okay, you win.
You literally take the air freshener off my back, you do. Yeah, but if I've got clean dishes, it means I can jangle, pal.
Okay, done.
What, is that it?
Yeah. Yes, it looks like it, doesn't it?
Well, just goes to show you, can't keep up with the Joneses.
It's quite interesting, was it when I wanted to listen to The Smiths on Spotify. You know, they have the most popular songs of the artists at the top of their page.
Yeah.
It was interesting to see that There Is a Light That Never Goes Out has more listens than This Charming Man and How Soon Is Now. I mean, those two songs you would think would be their most popular, right? But
that wasn't just because you were caning it doing research for this show.
Well, that was Johnny Marr, and there's a light that never goes out. That sounded vaguely Mancunian, didn't it? Well, Dan, it's the end of a fantastic show. Thank you very much for coming on and bearing with me while I talked about reference libraries.
Yes, yeah, that was hard to stick with, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I hope the show was all right. Obviously, like I said, I'm not a music buff or anything like that. I think if I had tried to pass myself off as a music buff, I think I would have been found out by the gaps in knowledge.
The oracle of music.
Yeah, that I had. But no, it's been fun. I hope everyone enjoyed the music and the banter and stuff. I think it's a nice mix, an eclectic mix of music.
Certainly is. Well, no, you have to come again sometime, Dan. And before you go, obviously, is there anyone you want to say hello to?
Usually I try and get humour out of this by just pausing for 3 seconds and then saying no. Actually, there's someone I'd like to shout out to is my friend Rory.
Rory.
My friend who is in Vietnam at the moment, but he's a massive Smiths fan.
Well, he's going to like this then.
Yeah, and obviously my girlfriend Denise and, I don't know, anyone who's listening knows me, I guess, family and friends.
All right. Well, consider yourselves greeted by Dan. And, it saves to say, I think we just need to harmonise just before we finish, Dan. You ready?
Okay, like Morrissey. We're going to harmonise.
Oh, do you want to harmonise in the style of Morrissey? Okay, so you sing one note, I'll sing the other. Are you ready? Okay. Just find a note. You ready? 1, 2, 3. That was brilliant, Dan. Beautiful. All right, well, you heard it here first. Have a good night. Stay safe, keep warm, keep connected, and good night.
Good night.